Well, what I wanted to share tonight is I entitled it, Two Lives in One Heart. We all have two lives, and one of them is our outer life, which is controlled by our body and soul, and then we have an inner life that is controlled by our heart. Mm-hmm. And it's with the outer life that we enjoy the fruits of the five physical senses that we have, and take in all that information, and we also enjoy the feelings and emotions that we have from our soul. And so the outer life sends data to the inner life and the inner man and the inner person that we are, and it sends everything that we experience in life. And it started doing that before we were even born. When we were still in our mother's womb, it started, that outer life started sending data to our inner life, our inner man, to record and store and make available for future use by our heart. So every time we've experienced anything pleasant, like a beautiful sunset or pretty flowers, or maybe the smell of baking chocolate chip cookies, I have to pause and think about that one just a little bit. Because that memory is still there in the side of me, and just mentioning that brings back those smells and what that tastes like and looks like and smells like, because it's all stored information in my inner man that's stored. But it could be a warm embrace of a loved one. It could be the cool breeze off of the ocean, or just any experience that we've had gets recorded. It gets, that data gets taken in by our five physical senses, our touch and smell and sight and hearing and taste, and I'm missing one, but those all feed into that information, in as well as connected to that are all the emotions and feelings that those five physical senses are stimulating in us. Now, on the other side, unfortunately, that also happens, and on the negative side, if we've experienced something hurtful or painful or traumatic events that take place in our lives, that all that data from our five physical senses is being sent to the inner man as well. And along with those are all maybe the negative or painful feelings and emotions that are stirred up because of what happened. And I was just looking at some negative things on the internet news before we got ready for tonight, and realizing that even something like that can impact you and impact your memory. We're creating memories all the time. Mm-hmm. Those memories are being stored by the inner man in the cells of our body. And we don't lose any of those. They're still there. The earliest memories that we experienced are still there. We may not think they're there. We may not be able to access them readily unless something connected to that or similar to that triggers those memories, and suddenly they can come rushing and flooding back into our consciousness, and we have a very sharp, colorful picture of what took place maybe 20, 30, 50 years ago. I can have memories come back of when I was a pretty young child, and it just takes a sound, a smell, some activity that is similar to one that created the original memory way back long year ago, and I can be there in full 3D color and emotions and feelings and everything right there with it coming out. So the most important part is, what does the inner man do with all this data that's coming in? We store it all. It wouldn't be able to function if all we were dealing with was just this data and all of it was in some unorganized or chaotic state. We wouldn't function. We wouldn't be able to function in life. So continuously, the inner man is taking this data that's coming in, it's showing up as images on our image maker, and the screen is kind of on the inside of our heart, and that inner man is interpreting that data and those images and deciding how we're going to store all this and where we're going to store it in the body. The information is stored in the actual cells, the physical cells that make up our body. Well, most of those cells are the ones that are, make up our brain, but there are some that are stored in other parts of our body as well. And they are stored there for life. As long as you have heart beating and you're breathing, those memories are all still all there and all available to our heart. And I've shared this a couple of times, but I think we have a couple of new people that may not have heard this, so I just quickly say how our heart works. Our heart is what we consider, through the Hebrew understanding of the heart, that also includes our thoughts, that the heart is really includes the brain and all the cellular memory. And so the heart is always responding to the current situation based upon what's already stored in the cellular memory. So when we have something happening right at the current time, our heart is sorting through all the cellular memory and deciding how we're going to respond to that. And it happens that quick as you can snap your finger. The heart's already checked everything, already made a decision how we're going to respond, and is already sending signals to the body to prepare it to respond. And the reason that is like that is that's how we survive. That's how we get through traumatic events that take place that we have no control over, we have no prior preparation for, but the heart has to make a decision instantly or we could die. That's where the flight or flight mechanism is triggered, because the heart has already sorted through all the data and figured out this is how we're going to respond. And it's already triggering the adrenal glands to release adrenaline. It's already triggering the heart rate to go up. It's triggering the breathing to get shallower. It's shutting off our left side of our brain, and everything is functioning out of the right side of our brain. It's doing all that, and it's doing it just that fast. We're moving, we're acting, we're responding before we even have a chance to think about it. It just happens. So that's how important the job that the inner man has in interpreting this data and storing it, and the way that it's stored influences how we're going to respond to things in the future in our life. A practical example might be you're driving along and you see someone out of the side of your eyes coming out, and it looks like you're determined they're not going to stop. Maybe they're running a stop sign or something. And they're right in front of you, and you're going forward towards them. Your brain doesn't have time to logically figure out, let's see, at the rate that I'm going as we're closing onto this car, if I continue at this speed and don't do anything, I'm going to have an accident, I'm going to slam into this car. It doesn't figure all that out. The foot is already off the gas pedal and on the brake before you had a chance to even think about it. Because the heart's already put together all the information and data that's coming in from the five physical senses and deciding, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to start doing it right now. And so, bang, you've got the foot on the brake, and you're squealing the tires, coming to a screeching halt before you run into that car. And that's how quickly the brain has to work sometimes to make sure I remain safe. But that inner man and how the inner man is interpreting this data is influenced by a lot of other factors. And I started thinking a little bit about that. And these are the things that came to my mind as I was meditating a little bit on this. One of the things that influences how we interpret the data that our five physical senses are bringing into us is whether or not we are believing certain lies or godly or ungodly beliefs related to this data. We can hear something, and if we have an ungodly belief about it, we're going to, it may flip that to a different perspective. Maybe you have the ungodly belief that all people are mean, and somebody's approaching you, and you're not sure whether or not they're approaching you in a safe or friendly way, you, because of this ungodly belief that everybody's mean, I'm going to respond that out of that, and I'm going to take that data and negatively react to it and negatively store that information. Or we can have godly beliefs and truths, and we can store the memory in a positive way, you know, positive result from it. Another thing that affects us is who we're listening to in our spirit. Are we listening to the Father and in touch with love? Or are we listening to the devil and in touch with fear and all the negative emotions that the devil tries to bring us? So if we're listening to the Father and His love, then things that we hear or see or experience, we're going to look at them from a positive, loving perspective. And maybe we don't like what the person's doing, but we forgive them, for example. Out of a response of love, we're hearing the Father say, you need to forgive that person. And we forgive them and let it go, and everything's fine. But if the devil's saying, hey, that guy's out to get you, he's going to get your money, or he's going to do something harmful to you, then we'll respond, and that memory will be stored in a negative way inside of us, and it starts building this pattern, how we start responding in other similar situations in the future. So even along with that are the past experiences and the existing cellular memory. If you've had someone lie to you and the next person says something to you, the first thought you're going to have about that information that's coming in is this sounds similar to somebody who lied to me about something similar to this. This has got to be a lie too. And you store that memory as a lie, and maybe that person was telling all exactly the truth and was actually trying to present the truth to you, but because of your past experience, a past cellular memory, you flip it and it gets stored in the wrong way in your cellular memory. And past wounds and hurts, that can hinder us from hearing the Father, hearing the Father's voice, or hearing our spirit and hearing the Holy Spirit talking to us. If we're already wounded and we already have hurts and pains, and especially if those are in an area where your current situation that you're getting data fed into you, the inner man is going to likely respond to that out of the hurt and pain and wounds that are already in you, and it's going to take it and make a negative memory out of it and store it as a negative cellular memory. And what else is going on in your life? If we're upset, we can have somebody point out, wow, look at that beautiful sunset. If we're already angry or upset or something inside of us, we may not see anything beautiful or lovely about that sunset. We're already angry and upset. And we could end up storing that in memory as something that triggers something negative in us the next time. Or maybe it was at a sunset that your boyfriend broke up with you. And so from now on, all beautiful sunsets trigger a negative cellular memory, and that's how you respond, and you don't even want to look at pretty sunsets anymore. They bring back it.
I was just going to ask, if we look at it from the negative, yes, but when we get it from the positive?
That can be a positive way.
Well, I'm just saying, if
looking at
it doesn't stick in the cellular memory, right?
Right. Well, it's stored in a positive way. Yeah. It will still have a memory.
Or if we have experienced healing, it's going to be flipping it to a positive way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been using a lot of negative
examples. Yeah, and I'm just telling you.
Examples.
It's important to see that it goes both ways.
Yeah, it works both ways. If you have something positive, then your inner man is going to interpret that current data that's coming in a positive way and store it. And that's what I'm talking about. It decides where it's going to be stored. There are like areas where all those good memories are stored, and then there's areas where all the painful and traumatic and bad memories are stored. And so it's not only interpreting the data, but it's deciding what's it similar to. In which way are we going? Where are we going to store this and send this memory to be stored? And our joy strength can influence how we are interpreting the data that's coming in. If our joy strength is strong, if we are feeling good about ourselves, or have had some positive experiences, we've had some time with the Lord, which was really sweet, we can have something really bad happen, or something really negative hit us, and our joy strength can help us process that in a positive way, and instead of being stored as a negative memory and sent off to a whole different place, and our brain, our inner man, says, well, gee, the last time this happened, or maybe as I thought about a similar situation, I saw that Jesus was there in that. And so in this current event that's sending data to you, instead of responding out of a negative way, maybe it was something that used to elicit fear, but someone helped you walk through that fear, and you saw that, well, Father was there protecting me, Father was there with me. And so now the same fearful event doesn't, you don't respond to it out of fear, because you have enough joy strength to say, well, Father's here, and I don't have to be in fear, and I'm not going to deal with this in a fearful way. I'm going to put it in the positive light, and it's going to be stored in as a positive memory. And even if things in the past that used to trigger you in a negative response, if your joy strength is strong enough, you're going to have a positive response. You're going to forgive the person. You're going to be able to walk in love. If you're receiving love, that's part of that joy strength, is walking and knowing that you're in the Father's love, knowing that the Father loves me. You know, there's been some times now that people might say something that before would have gotten me upset, would have really turned me at focus on myself and feeling rejected and feeling alone and hurt. But now what pops into my inner man and deals with that, same kind of response or words or actions from someone else that would have given me a very negative memory, now I hear myself saying, well, it doesn't matter because Daddy still loves me. Whether that person likes me or whether that person is happy with me or what I've done or said, doesn't really matter because Father still loves me. And so I don't have to get upset at that person. I can actually respond in love and forgiveness and go on, and it doesn't get stored as a negative memory. So huge, huge importance of building our joy strength so that when we do have those kind of things happen, we can respond to them in positive ways. And whether or not we're living out of our natural eyes and ears, or whether we're living through and seeing things through our spiritual eyes and ears. And in the garden, when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the Bible records that it says their eyes were open. Well, their eyes were already open. They were already seeing things in the world and in the natural. But it was the natural eyes that focus on good and evil, right and wrong, the law and the should and should nots, that those eyes were open now. And now we started seeing things a totally different way, and it actually kind of takes the spiritual glasses off. Like the thing, I was just thinking about it. If we're living and walking with our spiritual eyes and ears, it's like, we still see everything in natural that's going on. We still hear, and all our five physical senses are picking up that. But we're seeing them through Father's eyes. We're seeing them through a whole other set of lenses that are in front of our natural ability to see things, and we see them as Father sees them. And so something that may look bad or we may think is wrong, we can look at it from the Father's perspective and begin to see, well, there could be some really good come out of this. I really don't know whether, I can't tell whether it's right or wrong. I'm not going to make a judgment. I'm not going to be critical in this. I'm going to be an open heart. I'm going to be walk in compassion. I'm going to try to walk in that other person's shoes. I'm going to try to see things from their perspective and not let myself get caught in this negative response that I would have had before, because I got my spiritual eyes open and my spiritual ears open. And I think that way Jesus exemplified his walk here on the earth, because he said, I only do what I see and hear the Father doing. I only respond out of how the Father would do this. It's not a question of what would Jesus do, but what would love do. And I believe that's the way Jesus saw everything with his spiritual eyes and ears. Well, all right, this is a situation. What would love look support? What would love see in this? What would the Father, who is love, see about this? And I'm going to respond like the Father would respond in this situation and walk in love and walk in forgiveness and try to be a joy starter, try to be someone who gives love away rather than releasing anything negative out of myself. So all these things, and then there was one other one, was the filters that can be on our image maker. If we're filtering everything through anger or hate or judgmental or critical ways of looking at things, if we're filtering things out of fear or loneliness or guilt or shame, or if we're filtering things out of emotions like love and joy and peace, those can influence that data that's coming in and how the inner man interprets that. And it's just like, and the natural example would be is if you put a pair of glasses on that had a filter that filtered out everything but red. The red wavelength was the only thing that was allowed through those glasses, then everything you looked at would look red. So if you have love filter on, it filters out all the negative stuff and all you see is love. All you see is someone who Father loves and who I should be able to love. Mm-hmm. And it's even helped me to start taming my negative attitudes towards the Muslims and Islamic people and the terrorists and things. And the Father says we should love them all. I mean, He loves them. So it's not easy for me to go there yet, but I'm trying to put on the love glasses. I'm trying to see them the way the Father sees them. And not just the things that they're doing, that they're just deceived. The whole idea of looking at someone and realizing, well, they're just responding out of the hurt and pain that's in their own heart, and hurting people hurt other people, and so that person is hurting other people because they have a tremendous pain in their own heart, and that's the only way they know how to respond, is to hurt someone else. And so I can put on these filters in a positive way too, and that helps my inner man make a different interpretation of the data that's coming in, and I can store that in a positive way rather than in an area of hate and anger and rage and things that I would have in the past when I read about or hear about what, you know, for example, what the terrorists are doing. A lot of us try to live out of this outer man, try to live out of our body and soul, and we think that we can control ourselves, we can control things around us. I was very much one of those kind of people, trying to control everything that was going around me, and not realizing that it was still going through, and it was still lodging, and my inner man was still taking it on the screen and doing something with it. I didn't even know what the inner man was doing at that point, but he was taking that data and storing it, and storing a lot of things inside of me, because I was trying to live out of this outer man and not be aware of what the inner man's doing. And it's the significant part of all of this is, what can we do to start walking differently so that our inner man can start interpreting this data that's coming in all the time from our five physical senses and our emotions and feelings, and interpreting it in a positive way and storing it in a way that will allow us to respond in a different way in the future. And so want to encourage everyone to continue to guard your heart. You know, that's why the Bible says to guard your heart and protect yourself from a lot of this negativity and wrong thinking there, and keep getting rid of those things that hinder us from receiving the Father's love and walking in that love and being able to put on those love glasses, those love lenses. We need to allow the blood to continue to cleanse us of all negative cellular memories, so that we don't have any more negative responses to stuff. And the Bible says that the blood cleanses our minds of evil thoughts. And so to allow the blood to continue to wash us clean of all the evil and negative things, so that we have nothing but positive ways that our inner man starts interpreting this data. And to practice his awareness in the presence of love and the presence of his love in our lives all the time. So for last thing I do when I go to sleep, even, it's not just aware of him during the day. And one of the things I say is, you love me as much as you love Jesus. I say it in the morning when I get up, and I say it in bed before I go to bed. Just to help me keep my focus, even as I sleep, on the fact that Father's loving me. He's loving me just as much as he's loving Jesus. We need to continue to build our joy strength. We need to be in fellowship and be together with other people that are joyful, that can help encourage us, the people that are we know are pleased to be with us. That's why the church is so important and crucial in this area, is that it should be and can be a place where our joy strength is strengthened, where we interact with other people and make friendships that carry on during the week, receive love and receive acceptance and the knowledge and understanding that other people are pleased to be with us. And as Sue and I have continued to work on, is to be at peace and rest and just be his son and daughter. And that's probably one of the biggest ways that we can help our inner man to interpret the data that's coming in on our image maker in a positive way, is just to be at peace and rest. And appreciate nearly as much, and we're just getting a greater understanding of how important that is, to be at peace and rest, so that we don't respond the wrong way. So just to encourage you, begin to ask the Father what he would want you to do to help your inner man to be able to respond and receive this data that's continually coming in. With any waking moment, and even when we're sleeping, there's data coming into our inner man through our dreams and visions and things that will be interpreted and stored somewhere. And so all that we can do with the Father's help to get our hearts healed, our hearts being whole again, to interact with people who are full of joy and can build our joy strength and are pleased to be with us, all those things can help us walk and respond differently to the current events that happen.